This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pull that car cover off. We're ready. Let's get this baby away from the curb. Oh, yeah, that looks good. Now I can see it. Good-looking car. It's Auto World car. We got the car cover off. We are ready. Pulling away from the curb. Thanks for joining me every week, folks, here on GCN, Genesis Communications Network. It's good to have you along on all of the radio stations, the affiliates that you are listening to us on, and all, of course, the apps that you're tuning in and sitting back and relaxing and taking your time out of your life to be with us here and be with me and the team and everybody. Of course, Axelrod Alex sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your calls. And our email address again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I have that up in front of me live, of course, to take your emails. And for you folks that are on delayed stations, I do appreciate you being there. And I just want to shout out to you to say that if you do call the 855-660-4261 number and don't get an answer, don't get mad. Let's get glad. Email me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I want to do a shout out to our own Facebook pages, of course. Mark Evans, look for me there sitting behind a microphone, smiling with headphones on. And that's our address, Mark Evans. And then I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram, for you folks that do the Instagram, is Auto World Media. And of course, I can't forget our own website, AutoWorldMedia.com. Good to have you along. We got that trivia question and carried over from the first hour. We didn't get it answered. Let's get it answered this hour. And that trivia question is, got a lot of great gifts to give you that's sitting in that, oh yeah, right outside the greasy garage studio here in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. And, well, they're always complaining, Mark, you ever going to get rid of that old 50s Lincoln Continental that's all beat up outside in the parking lot? No, it's got gifts in it. Yeah, we chain it down and lock it at night so nobody steals your gifts, folks. Detail gifts inside your car, outside your car, around your car. Oh, yeah, I got a vinyl top. I have got, if you've got the old car in there, that Chrysler Cordoba, and it's got vinyl on it, I've got some product that will lighten it back up and make it look good again. Here's the trivia question. Thinking about antifreeze, because we're going into that season. Antifreeze, plastic jugs, you know, they used to come in round metal cans, but they're in plastic jugs today. What does OAT stand for? It's on the front of that antifreeze jug. O-A-T. O-A-T. What does OAT stand for? Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number, Axelrod Alex is sitting behind that GCN 2800 mixer machine at 855-660-4261. Well, I'm very honored and proud, folks, to bring to you a great friend, a gift to Auto World. A gentleman that is going to take us down into the and bring us into the future today here on Auto World, the second hour. Jamie Sullivan's, he's the Vice President of Business Development at Dirk. And Jamie is going to take, if you have any questions, please do. Bring your questions to us. We would love to have Jamie Sullivan answer them for you. And so turn that radio up really loud because we're going to take you into the future now. Let's get Jamie here with us right now. Jamie Sullivan, good to have you along here with us on Auto World.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. It's great to be here.
Hey, good to have you, Jamie. You've never been on Auto World, I don't believe, have you?
No, I haven't. No, it's the first time.
First time. I'm very honored to have you with us, and you're the Vice President of Business Development at DERQ. I'm saying that right? D-E-R-Q?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a unique name. It's some of our founders were business consultants before they started the company, and they were very good at picking unique four-letter words for websites and names of companies, and that's what they came up with.
And for the folks that want to follow along with this, they can go to your website, which would be DERQ.com. And
correct.
Now, Now, Jamie, you this is a very unique company. You're going to be with us for the full hour here, the second hour of Auto World, and so I've got lots of questions for you. And first and foremost, I want to start off as how did you get started in the automotive world?
Well, I've been in software in the public sector space for big companies, AT&T, GE, Motorola for 20-plus years. And was always doing kind of startup roles within the big corporations, and ultimately decided to actually go work for a startup where you could have greater impact on decision making and be really closer to the decision really and really understand what it takes to actually make a company and a solution and something be successful without all the bureaucracy of big companies and that. So it's been exciting. So I've been with Dirk for a couple of years now, and we're making some great things happen. So I'm pretty excited.
And Dirk, it started in what year again now? How many years back?
2016. And it goes back actually further than that. We're an MIT spinoff. So one of our founders, Dr. George Audet, took one of his patents from MIT. In artificial intelligence, and started the company where we're, our core focus is on pedestrian safety.
So what? And that's why I was telling the folks we want to go into the future. How does this work? I mean, is it cameras? Is that? I mean, it's all new to all of us.
Yeah. So we're a machine learning vision solution that's software focused. So. It's video analytics and machine learning focused on basically raw video footage from either CCTV cameras or detection cameras that are typically found at intersections. So we take that raw video footage, and we also take things like radar, and there's some new technology coming out called LIDAR and some things like that. But mostly it's video is the most predominant thing out there, and so we take that raw video and we process it through our software platform to create a couple of different things around analytics and traffic safety insights, as well as connected vehicle safety applications.
So there's a ton of cameras, as I know, at every intersection. And so your main goal here is to, there's a lot of fatalities each year, and I understand it actually really went up in 2021. And to me, when I read that report, that fatalities went up in like you folks are doing, you're saving the walkers. So are you concentrated on more of walkers, pedestrians, or cars crashing,
or both? It's both. Yeah. So we do we do two things really, kind of like the pre connected vehicle. Focus as well as the connected vehicle focus. So, from an analytics perspective, with those existing cameras, you can process what those cameras see, and you can detect, dangerous events or potentially dangerous events. So, if there's somebody, jaywalking, or if there's a pedestrian that's almost hit by a vehicle, there's a cyclist that's potentially almost hit by a vehicle. Et cetera. So we can log those events and keep track of them from an analytics perspective, as well as doing the traditional counting cars and types of vehicles and turn movements and those kinds of things. But we can log all those kinds of things and then store them in a visual tool for cities and departments of transportation to really get an assessment of what their safety environment looks like from an intersection perspective. And then start to take countermeasures and steps to really make that intersection and highways as well, safer for people to travel on.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. Like I say, when you said jaywalkers, that's probably gone up in the past too, hasn't it?
Yes, it should have been. So as you think about the pandemic and the change of mobility patterns, certainly people are walking more, bicycling more, scooters, all sorts
sure.
of new mobility solutions, right?
Jamie, hold that thought. We're going to take a short break. We'll come right back.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks, with Jamie Sullivan, the Vice President of Business Development at Dirk.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 drive to stay. me alive. Keep my mind on my load. Keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with me.
Sitting in the Dodge Viper seat with my driver's gloves on so I can drive this bad boy. Hey, thanks for joining us, folks. Welcome into Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. Today here on Auto World, a special second hour of Auto World, we have a live guest, Jamie Sullivan. He's the Vice President of Business Development at Dirk. Live from his man cave office, Raleigh, North Carolina. Jamie, it's good to have you in your man cave office there in Raleigh, North Carolina, joining us today.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
We're learning a lot about Dirk, the company. The one thing that I did want to ask is that you're trying to save using a best way to say it, I guess, electronics and cameras at the intersections. Do you folks have to put your own technology or your own HD cameras in the intersections, or do you use what's already there?
Yeah, we do both. And you know, our core technology is actually focused around predicting, a pedestrian or somebody or vulnerable road user, as they call them, pedestrian, cyclists, etc., to step off the curb and enter into the roadway. So to do that prediction, you know, the better the camera you have or sensor, if you have, the better. And so we use, you know, a lot of existing technology that's out there. It's pretty good for the most part. So we work with existing or, you know, new technology deployments. A lot of cities and departments of transportation are understanding that video is critical for them to, you know, do a number of different applications. And the video can be reused for a lot of different things. So we focus on that, and we've got a lot of expertise in that space. So we can do it with both, you know, so new or existing.
And a lot of people, Jamie, is like myself. I pull up. I'm in Idaho, Boise, Idaho, and I drive around, you know, of course, Idaho all the time in Boise, and I see cameras in every intersection. And a lot of people might think that, they're watching me and seeing if I have my seatbelt on. And of course, I know that I have friends down in the Arizona area that, back in the day, they, you know, say, if you pull up without your seatbelt on, the camera gets you and they send you a ticket in the mail. I just want to point out that those cameras are like, well, that's why you're with us, joining us today, live from Raleigh, North Carolina, is that those cameras are helping each and every one of us stop from hitting each other, I guess, and causing fatalities. And the Tesla autopilot, there's a lot of questions, Jamie, on how does this all work? And are you folks part of that? How does this all work when it comes to the word autopilot?
Yeah, so you know, we're pretty happy that Tesla has, you know, focused on video as its core sensor for doing its automated driving. So we're not a part of what's in the onboard piece of vehicles. So if you think about, you know, sensors on the newer cars that will keep you in the right lane or stop you before you run into the back of somebody, you know, those sensors are an onboard system. What Dirk is we're all that offboard perception that actually acts as a redundant system to the onboard system. So you've seen, you know, stories in the news where, you know, these autopilot programs have had, you know, collisions or crashes because they just, you know, they didn't see something. So, you know, Dirk's view of this is that, you know, with the redundant system from, you know, all that existing infrastructure that's out there, and, you know, 50% of all crashes happen at the intersection. And if we have that redundant infrastructure, you know, working with the connected vehicles, we'll put a significant dent in the amount of crashes that are happening.
And that's what I salute you, my friend. It's awesome. And you started the company, Dirk started back in 2016. Where did it start at? I mean, can you tell us the first intersection that you folks started at?
Sure. And so we're incorporated out of both Detroit and Dubai. So we've got some technical expertise and some deployments and you know, mostly here in the U.S., but we're deployed on three continents now. And we incorporated actually out of Detroit because we got some seed money from some Michigan accelerator programs and helped us get started here in the U.S. And I think our first intersection was in downtown Detroit here in the U.S.
And that, of course, as we all know, it is Motor City. And that, and of course, back east in Detroit, of course, Motor City area is where a lot of automobiles are made, and that's, you know, the best place to start, in my opinion, Jamie. And that's how many, and how many intersections are you covering at this point right now?
At this stage, we're probably up to the, couple hundred or so with some deployments happening. There's a large one happening in Michigan this year, from downtown Detroit to the suburbs. There's another one we're deploying in California, a few more in Nevada, in Las Vegas, and some other places that, and we're doing all sorts of, trials, with, you know, the large OEMs that, you know, unfortunately we can't really talk about. So this, you know,
sure.
A large chunk of what we're doing is really not public, just because you know, there's a race to figure out who's going to do this the best and do it the safest, right? So and some of those folks want to, you know, do a shared, you know, best practices kind of approach, but, you know, certainly everybody's going to probably do it a little bit differently, but the OEMs are trying to figure out what's going to be best for their onboard systems and how they use that infrastructure.
Right, and the smart infrastructure better enables an autonomous vehicle, doesn't it, overall?
Absolutely. You know, if you think about it, there's six or so levels of autonomy. You know, down to the beginning level of, you know, your 1957 Chevy, right? So with nothing in it, right? A radio, all the way up to you know, potentially somebody just getting in the back seat of a car and the car, you know, driving you wherever you want it to go. We're probably somewhere, you know, halfway, not even really halfway up that spectrum yet. But to really achieve that futuristic end of the spectrum where it's true autonomy, it's not going to be able to happen from just, you know, the sensors in the vehicle. We're going to have, you know, some type of an infrastructure play, right? And, you know, some of that is dependent upon the federal government, you know, taking some steps and you know, issuing some mandates. Certainly, you know, there's a big focus on electric vehicle and climate in the automotive industry right now. So that kind of gets, you know, a lot of the attention, but, you know, certainly, you know, autonomous vehicle is probably, you know, right up there with the, you know, top focus.
Yep, they're coming our way hard and fast. Jamie, we're going to take a little short break, and everybody, if you're more than welcome to call in with your questions to Jamie Sullivan, the Vice President of Business Development at DIRK at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden set to announce more COVID-19 measures this week, according to the Surgeon General. Vivek Murthy telling CNN State of the Union the Delta variant has been the game changer.
It has required us to take another set of actions, and that's what you heard the president announce. And there will be more actions that we continue to work on in the days ahead, especially on the global front, where we'll be taking steps and the president will be making announcements ahead of the UN General Assembly about additional measures that we're taking to help vaccinate the world.
President Biden's mandate expected to affect 80 million private sector employees. The FBI last night dropping the first previously declassified document about the hijackers in the September 11th terrorist attacks, responding to an order handed down by President Biden earlier in the week. The document says the FBI did not find evidence that linked the Saudi government to the terrorist attacks, although 15 of the hijackers were Saudi nationals. USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Joining us today here live, Jamie Sullivan. He's live in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jamie, good to have you along. Teaching us a lot about, saving us, I guess, in the aspect of jaywalking to crossing the street, walking to bicycles to, of course, as you stated earlier, that there's, Jamie, you said 50% of the accidents are created at intersections?
Yeah. So that number has risen. It's come up to 50%, I think, in the latest study, and it's probably only going to increase. It's getting worse at the intersection as we think about more technology and those kinds of things. But I would say unscientifically, it's probably a lot of it is distracted driving is probably the biggest problem.
The word texting, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Next time you're in an intersection, if you're not on your phone, just take a look around the intersection. Other people stop in their cars and see what everybody's doing. And most people are looking at their phones, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep, looking down. And the report shows here that U.S. motor vehicle deaths in 2021 outpaced last year's results. In just 6 months, 21,000 people. And that's huge numbers. And, you'd think that, since we all have airbags and we have cars that do have cameras that stop, we don't, hit the person in front of us. Well, we start to pay attention. Literally, don't we, Jamie? And you folks at DIRC, I wanted to do a shout-out to you folks, too. All of our listeners can go to DERQ, DIRC.com. And, Jamie, looks like we can watch it in action. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, there's some great videos there that actually just kind of break down, how we identify potential collisions, and as connected vehicles come on board, we can send messaging to those connected vehicles, or even unscientifically without connected vehicles, you can have flashing beacons and signs and things like that, digital signage at intersections that warn of a potential collision, and potentially even sending some type of a message to the cell phone. Because believe it or not, even at the intersection, people are still walking and looking at their phones and not paying attention. There's plenty of problems with that as well. So this whole environment now enables people to come connected is good, but it can also be distracting, and so we've got to start to design some safety mechanisms to protect ourselves from ourselves. So.
Absolutely. And here on your website, too, I want to kind of let everybody know that AI, what that stands for, is, of course, artificial intelligence. And you have your partnership with Qualcomm, I understand?
Sure, yeah. We've done some proving ground studies with Qualcomm. Obviously, they're focused on the chipset for 5G. There's been some developments of this technology, connected vehicle, residing mostly on 5G technologies at the intersection, kind of a move away from some legacy technologies called dedicated short-range communications. And so Qualcomm is really, driving what the chipset is going to look like for those devices that communicate at the intersection to pass on those safety messages to vehicles and pedestrians, et cetera, and then, ultimately how that communicates with, potentially cell phones and that.
Yeah, and that's the technology, and I guess wireless and also wires. And you shared with us how many intersections DIRX is involved with. And this is a out of the box question. And Jamie, is I don't think you would have any idea, but maybe you do. How many intersections are there that you folks there can that you're looking forward to be involved with in our future?
Yeah, I think there's somewhere around a few hundred thousand just here in the U.S. And, globally, it's, millions. And every intersection is different. There are, some intersections that have no pedestrian activity. And so everything's a little bit different. But, yeah, this is such an early stage of this technology and what's going on. But, the sooner we get started, the sooner we get to Vision Zero, which is a mission for at the government level right now to get the zero deaths for pedestrian and vulnerable road users within cities. So a number of cities have adopted Vision Zero efforts, and we're a technology that's going to hopefully help to get there. But we've got to get started, because the sooner we get going on, making this a little bit more mainstream, there's going to be a number of iterations of the technology changing and that. But unless we get some federal support with some things, it's going to go slower than hoped. But at least there's big companies involved now that are starting to drive it.
Absolutely, some backing there, of course. And now, do you have more intersections here in the States or over in Dubai?
Most of what we're doing is focused here in the U.S. It's more of a core focus for the United States than most other places. Europe has got quite a bit of focus and some things going on there, but it's not a strong focus for us. We think most of being a startup. Most of the interest and development dollars in that are going to be based here in the U.S. for this type of technology.
Okay, and so we can all help you folks at DIRX with, if we have friends in the state legislation, the congressman, woman, of course, we want the states to help you to get involved, to get would that help? To get more of your company involved in each intersection, if we can get, or are you just looking for the federal government side help?
Well, I think what probably needs to happen is there's some efforts at the federal level to pay more attention to Vision Zero. I think there's, you know, probably going to be some announcements around some money that will, you know, be in the infrastructure bill that will be focused on that. But, you know, what we have to be careful about is, you know, too much money going towards building bigger government and, you know, creating administration and education about this. You know, where the technology already exists today, that we can make an impact on these numbers, right? So the numbers are only going up, which is really bad because the technology is getting better, but the numbers of deaths are still going up. So what we really need to focus on is actually implementing the technologies that are available today to really make an impact and get this moving, you know, today instead of, you know, putting more money into administrative efforts to, you know, start to educate, you know, people about how to drive and those kinds of things. I think there's different functions for those kinds of things. I think we need to, you know, have some significant effort around the technology now as it exists. Because the solutions are out there, they're just not being implemented as you know, readily and as much as they're available today. They need to probably get some more support at the state and the local level.
Absolutely, and that's why I bring that up, because of the cameras. When did the cameras start to become at the intersections? I mean, has that been many, many years that those cameras started? I just noticed here, what, 5 years ago here in Boise, they started showing up.
Yeah, and the cameras are doing a number of different things. So, you know, some of them could be used for surveillance. Some of them are for detection. You know, some of them are, you know, just for traffic studies and things of that nature or whatnot. But most of them are doing kind of detection functionality. So they serve a single purpose for maybe, you know, actuation of a signal controller. So
sure.
To detect, Jamie, whether there's vehicles there.
Hold that thought, Jamie. We'll be right back.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Careful out there when you're driving, of course. Going through those intersections can be dangerous. Look up, folks. Put the cell phone down. Let's not text. Pull over. Park. Then text. Text me when you're parked. Actually, I've gotten a habit of whenever I'm in the car, it's, of course, through the Bluetooth, so I'm not, we have a law here in Boise, Idaho that you can't have that cell phone up to your ear while you're driving down the road. So we're all on Bluetooth. But at that point, I usually say hello, but I say, hey, hang on, let me park. And I'll call you right back. That's how you do it. Be safe. You know, the damage to an automobile, the damage to your body, the damage to, you know, your kids are out there, your grandkids are out there, you're out there. Let's be safe. Let's make sure that each and every one of you come home and be able to drive for another day. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza live with, well, Jamie Sullivan. He is the Vice President of Business Development at DIRK. He's live in Raleigh, North Carolina. And Jamie, it's been quite a treat to have you with us here on Auto World. We're talking about DIRK, of course, and I wanted to shout out to all of our listeners. They can follow along with us at DERQ.com, and you can see how it works. Jamie, it's been a pleasure. And, you know, one thing you mentioned earlier, I asked you how many intersections. I didn't think you'd know, and you do know how many, roughly. What you said, 200,000-plus intersections out there that you folks are looking at getting the DIRK technology, the AI there for everyone?
Yeah, I think from the amount of intersections that probably, you know, ultimately need to get covered, you've got to start with, you know, and that's a big part of what we do. We can use those existing cameras that are at intersections today and do analytics on, to understand, you know, everybody kind of knows, you know, hey, that's a dangerous intersection. You know, but what we do is we provide that empirical data that actually defines what a dangerous intersection is and then, you know, allows cities and departments of transportation to, you know, steer their resources to the intersections that need the most attention first. So those couple hundred thousand intersections in the United States, I mean, we're long, long way off before all those are, deployed with technology. You know, most of those don't even have, you know, cameras and things like that. But, the ones that probably need the technology the most, we can do some assessments and, you know, look at statistics and insights and those kinds of things to understand, you know, which intersections are the most dangerous and the ones that need, you know, some additional technology first. So The core focus is probably a small percentage of those are the ones where, you know, most of the crashes and the fatalities happen. And those are the ones that need the attention first.
Absolutely. And the AI of, and the growth. I mean, every city seems to be, busting at the seams with growth. And that means more intersections. And so.
Something that popped in my, I've been in North Carolina for, a couple of years, and, there's so much migration going on, people moving, from state to state for all sorts of different reasons that, moving from, I was born and raised in Ohio, lived there for a long time, and then just, the way traffic patterns and signals and that in North Carolina are significantly different than what they are in Ohio. You got a lot of people that are moving and migrating and that, and it takes time to learn, those new patterns. And just, learning, it sounds silly, but learning how to drive in a new city or a new state is sometimes a challenge for folks, right? So, but those things all have to be taken into consideration. And, people are just moving more and more. And a lot of people moving to big cities where, they don't want to be responsible for the transportation. They're going to, take Uber, Lyft, those kinds of things. Let somebody else do the driving, but you still have to focus on safety for those passengers and those rideshare vehicles.
Yes, and bicycles too is a big thing. We have a big, Seattle, Portland area, of course, they have a lot of bikers, bicycles, and we have bike lanes here too. And those are actually busting at the seams where they're putting concrete, curb barriers up between the cars and where the bikes will ride. And then you also the walkers are on the sidewalk. So there's millions and millions of dollars. I guess I can say billions, Jamie, throughout all the states. So, but once this AI, you folks, Dirk, get that information through the intersection, you send that information out, and that helps pretty much the states redesign, reconfigure maybe the intersections to make them more, make them safer?
Yeah, so they can look at a number of things where, there's, some states where, cyclists, they're not allowed to be anywhere but in the far right-hand lane until you get to the last 200 feet for the intersection. And when you have some, intersections that are 4 to 6 lanes wide, watching a bicyclist, on a 45-mile-an-hour road try and, cross over 4 or 5 lanes to get to the turn lane to go left, it's a pretty dangerous thing, right? So those are the kinds of events that we can pick up and detect to help cities and states kind of maybe look at what some of their cycling laws are, right? Because what's happening now, as you mentioned, the Northwest, Seattle, some of those places where they're trying to maybe look at flipping the equation of, the intersection being there to serve the vehicle to the intersection being there to serve pedestrians and cyclists, right? So as you kind of do that, traffic infrastructure is designed for vehicles, right? So to make those kinds of changes, you really need to take a look at, what's going on there and really to be able to send messaging to the control, the signal control infrastructure that, when a red light changes and that, maybe there's more bicycles coming through and maybe there needs to be a little bit longer of delay and those kinds of things to get, let more pedestrians cross and so on and so forth. So, there's a lot of things that are changing. It's a very dynamic environment, and understanding what kinds of changes and things are happening at that intersection is critical. And that's really what, intelligent transportation systems are for, right? ITS, right? I mean, that's really the understanding of it. But it's been really accelerated by the pandemic. And certainly a lot of cities are beginning to focus on that.
So we're all coming back out again. We're not in our cabins anymore, in our turtle shell. We are coming out and living again and causing more and more traffic in at each and every intersection. And one thing, too, though, none of us really, though, Jamie, really want to wait at a light. I mean, and I think that the longer the lights are, the longer we sit there at a light, that gives us all the more time to do what? But look down and look at our phones. So what?
Yeah, but
what?
That's mm-hmm. an interesting thing. Yeah, that's a lot of what the safety aspect can lead to the benefits of lower fuel consumption from wait times and things like that. So all these things tie together. Everything that we're doing and collecting information on can be fed to traffic management platforms that would detect you know, when traffic's bad north, south, and, you know, keep the lighting infrastructure open, you know, more of that direction and not east, west when there's only one car sitting there, right? So getting people through intersections faster and that, that's a big part of, you know, the data that we collect can be used for.
Absolutely. Now, here's something I wanted to get to ask you before the hour is the garage door rolls down here on us. College. This technology is pretty new, isn't it? I mean, you folks started in 2016. This is the future. Do you have or do you believe or is there going to be any college class maybe one day to teach the younger people about your technology?
Yeah, there's actually a number of universities that are actually focused on, you know, ITS and, you know, autonomous vehicle types of degrees and that. There's a few in the Southwest. There's a few in the Southeast. You know, there's probably, you know, some in the Midwest as well, without naming any names. But, you know, there's actually quite a bit of focus at the university level on this and you know, a lot of PhD work going on. Around this, so those degrees and that are already happening, but certainly they want to be able to, you know, provide some significant impact, and so a lot of those universities are looking, you know, reaching out to companies like Dirt to try and partner with us and or, you know, do the research on the data that we're getting. So yeah, absolutely.
That's good to hear. It's good to have you with us again. Thanks for taking the time out, Jamie, to be here on Auto World. And a shout out to Sarah for putting this together from Merritt Mile, creating business momentum. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that's it. Yep. Thanks, Jamie.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.